conferences continue, and we're very, very privileged to have with us a country music icon, Mr. Trace Atkins. He's a singer, he's an actor, he does all kinds of different things, and oh, by the way, he's going to sing our national anthem today. So, Trace, how excited are you to be here at Daytona for the Daytona 500, the Great American Race?
I can't believe it's taken me this long to finally get to Daytona. I've been to most all the other tracks. This is my first time at Daytona. Glad to be here. Stoked about it. I always love any opportunity to sing the national anthem. It's one of my favorite things. It's the one thing that still makes me nervous, because if you screw up the national anthem, you're on YouTube for the rest of your life. And so it still makes me nervous.
Let's go and open up for questions. We got our mic runners here with us. Ken Willis? No questions? No questions? All right, over here. AP, come back. Here we go, Ken.
Yeah, have you sung the anthem before a race before? Is this the first time you've done that, or have you just done it at ball games and whatnot?
No, I've done it at a few NASCAR events, and it's the delay is usually pretty bad at football stadiums, but nothing compared to the delay at a NASCAR track. I mean, it's like somebody else is singing it off over there somewhere. But I've got a monitor today, so it'll be good. Yeah, I've done it a few times.
We're right here in the center, Mark.
Mark Long with AP. I'm just curious, with the flyover, with the Thunderbirds coming, is there more pressure to stay on time, to keep it, right there at whatever it is?
You know, I've been pretty consistent over the years. You can look at my on YouTube at the times that I've done the anthem. It's always right in there around the 125 mark somewhere. So I'm usually pretty consistent with it. I don't try to show out with it. I just stay pretty close to the same time. So the best time I ever did it, I think the perfect time, and I did the World Series in St. Louis one year, and I said, "Land of the free," and those two jets flew right up my nose. It was perfect.
And then why have you, you've had to have had offers to come to do the Daytona 500. Why has it not worked in the past?
I don't know that I have had offers to do it in the past. I don't know. If maybe I did and somebody else turned it down on my behalf, I probably fired them. I don't know.
Hey, Michael. Okay, right over here, Don Coble.
Yes. Considering the television audience, how will this be the biggest crowd you've ever performed for?
I don't know. I have no idea. No way of knowing that. World Series was probably a pretty good audience that year. So, and I've done it at some NFL playoff games. So I don't know how those numbers compare. I couldn't answer that.
Trace, we'll have in the grandstand 101,500 in addition to all of our infield crowds. So.
Decent turnout.
Amen. All right, Trace, right over here to your right, Jerry Jordan.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net. You're kind of a country music badass in your career, your acting. Do you embrace that? Because you seem kind of relaxed and laid back and just.
I don't. If I've been saddled with that reputation, I'm okay with it. I mean, I don't travel around with a bodyguard, I don't like those guys that pretend to be an outlaw while they're being trailed by a 300-pound gorilla. That's bullshit.
Okay, any more questions? Well, Trace, we're tickled to death to have you here. Looking forward to hearing your rendition of the National Anthem. We really are so appreciative of you being here.
Thrilled to be here. Thank you.
Thank you.